He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the October 28th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, I wrote in my newsletter over the weekend that it looks to me like this market's getting ready to take off once again after we've kind of shrugged off some bad news here recently, the volatility that we've had, the world events, the Ebola, this and that. And late last week, boy, the market started really, really shaping up, and we are having a very good day here today. I put a lot of capital to work also in the last couple of weeks. The Dow's up 70 points right now. The Dow is at 16,888. The S&P 500 is up 11 points right now. That's 0.6%. The S&P 500 is clear back to 1973. We're not back to the old highs, but boy, we've come a long ways here in the last week or about the last week. The NASDAQ is up 43 points today. There's your big winner. The NASDAQ is up 1% today. The NASDAQ is at 4,529. Gold, $1,231 per ounce, where it's been mired in the muck for quite some time, not going anywhere. Gold wants a sinking dollar and runaway inflation, and it's getting just the opposite. Crude oil getting a little bounce today, 81.08. We did venture below that $80 level earlier in the week. Right now we're at 81.08. The euro is at 1.2732. And the 10-year yield, where are we these days on that thing? The 10-year yield right now is at 2.28%. Still very favorable low interest rates, which is also helping the U.S. economy. What else do we have here? Well, welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. We seem to be shaking off the extremely volatile week that we had a couple of weeks ago. The Ebola fears seem to have simmered down for now. The European economy fears seem to have simmered down for now. The U.S. economy continues to grow. In fact, we had some pretty good news again this week. We have consumer confidence numbers, very good, 95.3. We heard from Kay Schiller earlier this week, up 5.6%. Our homes are year over year. Hey, go out and celebrate. You made 5.6. If you got a $400,000 home, you made 20 grand in the last year. Buy yourself a new granite countertop. You know, I've always wondered how Twitter was going to make money when it went public. I use Twitter. I'm on Twitter. But I always wondered, how is this company ever going to make any money? How is it going to be profitable? I've never spent any money on Twitter. And I guess the street's wondering the same thing. How is this company ever going to be possible? Is it ever be profitable? Is it ever going to make any money? And stock down after their earnings report this week. And I don't know. I don't know what their plan is for becoming a profitable company. I do not own any shares in Twitter. Hey, a few weeks ago, actually longer than that, let's see how recently that was. If we go to this end, if we go to the beststocksnowapp.com and we type in RCPT Receptos, a month ago, 2 months ago actually, this thing stormed in my top 200 on my app. You know what? I had never heard of the company Receptos. Believe it or not, it's in my own backyard here in San Diego, Receptos is. I don't know, probably within a 10-minute drive of me. And I didn't know that we had another explosive biotech company right here in our backyard. But the app found it. The app started pointing me to it. Google Maps didn't point me to it. CNBC didn't point me to it. The Wall Street Journal didn't point me to it. Barron's didn't point me to it. I saw it all of a sudden burst into my top 100 rankings on my Best Stocks Now app. There it was right before my eyes. RCPT. And I bought a little bit in the speculative trading account, which is the most speculative account trading that I have in my Best Stock, in my weekly newsletter. And I sent out a push notification of this fact, buying some shares of Receptos, RCPT. And yesterday after the market closed, I was watching the breaking news and the after-hours buzz in the market, and I saw that Receptos, RCPT, was up about 33%. What the heck is going on here? And looked at the stock, and they had reported good news on a promising drug that they have. Let's see, the name of the drug, we don't know the name, it's not, the drug has, it doesn't have a name yet because it's only in phase 2 clinical trials, but it's for ulcerative colitis, which is very similar to Crohn's disease. It's an irritable inflammatory bowel disease similar to Crohn's. We had a field goal kicker here with the Chargers many years ago, Rolf Benerska, who played during the Don Coryell, Dan Fouts era. Some of the best teams that San Diego's ever seen in football. And Bernerski was our field goal kicker. He ended up coming down with Crohn's disease. And it's not a fun disease to have, but hopefully Receptos here has something to help folks with ulcerative colitis. The stock is up a whopping 30 to 40% today. 30 to 40%. I think 40% last time I looked. And we're happy here at Gunderson Capital Management. We don't own a lot of it, but it is one of the ones in the speculative trading account. I sent out another push notification, I believe 2 weeks ago, to the people that follow me on live trading, reiterating. I said, if you haven't bought this one, this thing's looking really, really good. And up 40% here this week after a good report on their drugs, phase 2 trials. And it seems to be helping folks with ulcerative colitis. Let's look at all of the E's that have been impacting the market here recently. Take a current assessment of them. Earnings. I would continue to give this earnings season a B, a grade of B, which is good enough to keep this market going higher. We haven't seen a lot of warnings. We haven't seen a lot of companies warn about Europe or warn about the economy starting to slow down here in America. Oh, some have reported challenging environments, but they seem to be company specific and not not sector wide or not the macro picture getting slower. We look at Europe. Europe's not doing very well, but you do have Mario Draghi now at least talking about doing some quantitative easing there to help spur that economy in Europe. Of course, we look at Ebola, which I think really had the market on its heels here a few weeks ago, with just all the little news here and there and rumors and whatnot and the worry of spread, cruise ships, airplanes, theme parks. Do we have it under control? No. But has it taken a back seat? Has it gone to the back burner for now? Yes. So another E kind of out of the picture right now, and that's soothing market nerves as the VIX begins to settle down. Well, I'll tell you, the VIX had its own little bout of irritable bowel disease, didn't it? Started flying higher, that VIX did, after being very, very docile for the last year or two. And now the VIX is starting to settle down again. We're going to talk about some individual companies here that have reported good earnings, some new buys that I've made here recently in the Best Stocks Now app. Remember, it's all about performance. That's how my app found Receptos. The stock was quietly moving up the ladder, and people were buying it. And little did I even know that it was here in my backyard, and pretty soon it shows up in my top 100, and the app picked it up because of its performance. But if a company also has earnings, which Receptos doesn't yet, it also looks at earnings and it looks at valuation. Those two things are critical in my way of investing. and I only want to own the best stocks now. I see Pfizer reported this week, another yawner, which you can throw into the mix of stocks of yesteryear, IBM, Coca-Cola, Cisco, others, that have reported very dull earnings and the stocks have not done much in a long, long time. Instead, it's the new stocks. It's the best stocks now that are tearing up the track. Companies with pipelines, companies with drugs in their pipeline, and companies that continue to grow earnings at a very fast clip. Give you an example when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now or Radio Hour with Professional Money Manager Bill Gunderson. Well, one of the tools that I invented it as a spreadsheet first. It's a spreadsheet that looks at valuations of about 4,000 stocks at the current time. Of that 4,000, there's quite a few mutual funds and ETFs in there, indexes, sectors, etc. So it doesn't really do the valuations. You can't do a valuation on a sector or on an ETF, but it's probably 3,000 stocks amongst those 4,000 entries in my database, and it looks at five-year target prices, which can come in real handy knowing whether your stock is undervalued or overvalued or fully valued. But I don't buy stocks just because of valuation. To me, performance is equally as important. I've seen a lot of value traps over the years. Stocks that look like they're undervalued, trading at low price to sales ratios, or low price to book value ratios, or low price to cash flow, or low PE ratios, or big fat high paying dividend ratios. And I found them to be value traps. They were stocks that had companies that had problems with them. Now, the value investor obviously will go a step further and try to determine, are the problems for real? Can they be fixed? Is this a turnaround? Will this value that is locked down here be recognized someday that investors aren't recognizing at the current time? A lot goes into it. But I also like to see a stock performing. Is there something wrong with that? You say, well, isn't that pretty hard to find stocks that are performing and they're undervalued? Well, that's what it's all about. That's why my criteria are so difficult for companies to achieve. And that's why out of 4,000 at any given time, there's probably about 100 that I'm interested in that have both of those criteria. And throw in a good, healthy stock chart. Why not use technical analysis too? In trying to find the best of the best. That's how I found Receptos recently. Maybe a month ago. I'd have to look when I added it to the newsletter and the speculative trading account. Stock's up about 40% today. I didn't know they had a drug in the pipeline that was doing so well with ulcerative colitis disease, but the app started ticking like a Geiger counter. Tick, 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 tick. And it showed up. I think the stock got as high as number 18. Now, on that one, I don't have a five-year valuation. I have to go off of performance only. But I look at it when I find one, and I look into what they do for a living and what their potential products are. So I do take valuation into consideration, even if the company doesn't have any earnings at the current time. And I like the stock enough to say, you know what, this isn't one that I would buy in my conservative growth accounts. This isn't one that I would buy for my income investors. This is one that pays no dividend. This is a small cap stock. This is a biotech. We know how that can go. If the drug doesn't turn out, I saw one recently that had a very promising drug for attention deficit disorder. What did I just say? Oh yeah, ADHD. And their drug reached no endpoint whatsoever. The placebo did better, and the stock tanked. So that's one of the risks you have, obviously, with the biotech stocks. That's why I never make any one stock more than 3 or 4% of my overall portfolio. Another biotech, however, that I do own right now, that I recently bought again, is another San Diego story, Isis Pharmaceutical. And I know the name. I've featured them many times on my television spot here that I do daily on the local news. But ISIS has an unfortunate name right now. Same name as some guys that are beheading people over in the Middle East. But they had the name first, ISIS did here in San Diego, and they're not going to change their name. They're not going to give in to terrorists. The company has a very full pipeline of promising drugs. It's now a $5.5 billion market cap company. I think when I first interviewed Stanley Crooks of ISIS many years ago, I'm thinking 10 years ago on my radio show, this was a little micro cap company in San Diego. I happened to know the CFO of the company at the time, and I followed it over the years, and now it's a $5.4 billion company. And ISIS, believe it or not, out of the 3,917 stocks in my current database, this is the number one ranked stock. Well, look at the performance of the stock here recently. It's just exploding once again to the upside. Over the last 10 years, this biotech company, with I don't believe they have a product yet. They have a lot of them in the pipeline. But over the last 10 years, it's delivered 25% per year on hopes that someday they'll have some promising or some actual drugs that help people that they'll have some actual sales on. Over the last 5 years, ISIS has delivered almost 30% per year to investors. And over the last, actually, ISIS does have some sales. Now, I don't know if those are payments from other drug companies, but they do have about $140 million per year in sales. So maybe they do have something out there. Over the last 3 years, ISIS has delivered 75% per year. And this stock is rocketing recently. In fact, it has a momentum grade of A+ right now. It has a performance grade of A. All of a sudden, ISIS Pharmaceutical and the biotech sector in general, I would have to say right now. In fact, that's one of the areas of the market that really got me excited last week. You know, after we went through all of the Ebola fears and all of the European fears, the market started to take off again. And where did I see the most movement in the market? Those biotech stocks. And before you cringe and say, oh, I could never own a biotech stock, you know what? Many of them are pharmaceutical companies now. Look at the dull earnings that Pfizer reported this week. You know, Pfizer is a gargantuous drug company. I remember coming out of Grand Central Station in New York and looking up at Pfizer building. It looked like it reached to the sky. I think God's in the top floor of Pfizer. It reaches to the heavens, that company. But it's been a very poor company, a very poor stock over the years because it's so big. And yet some of these smaller companies, the Illuminas of the world, the Activists of the world, the Celgenes, the Gilead Sciences, the ISIS Pharmaceuticals, the Receptos, these are the ones that are developing the new drugs. It's not Pfizer. Pfizer's just looking out trying to buy some of these companies so that they can restock their pipeline, which has been empty for so many years. Anyways, ISIS is a stock that I currently like. I own it in my aggressive growth accounts. It's in the newsletter. You can see what else I own in that aggressive growth account. I've been very, very busy buying here over the last couple weeks as we make a run here into the end of the year. You can get my newsletter by going to my website at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com, and see what else I own, what I've been buying here. pwstreet.com. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter. and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to, and the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son, and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out, and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe." Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. You know, I wrote in my newsletter this past weekend, this market looks like it's getting ready to blast off again, and I did a whole heck of a lot of buying here over the last couple of weeks to really position myself for this run into the end of the year. Believe it or not, we have just a little bit over 2 months left. Wow, what is that? How many days? 60 days until Christmas to get your Christmas shopping, your Hanukkah shopping, whatever, done. This year is quickly winding to a close here, and I did a lot of positioning here to really stock up in certain areas in my aggressive growth account. I did a lot of buying in my income, my dividend account. And I did quite a bit of buying in my conservative growth account and a few ETFs in the ETF managed accounts. I also showed you 401k investors how I would have my 401k allocated right now. So that all goes out every single week in my newsletter at pwstreet.com. That's pwstreet.com is where you can sign up for my weekly newsletter. And of course, the app is an invaluable tool to me. That's what I use to manage accounts. That's what I use to find companies that are on the move that have that rare combination of value and performance, of which I'll give you another example here in a moment. But that app is just an invaluable tool to me. The free version has pretty much everything you need. It has all of the asset classes, the sectors, the indexes, rankings, and it has about 500 or 600 stocks in it, mutual funds, ETFs, etc. And then if you think you need them all 4,000, you know, that's $9.99 a month to have access to my database, which I am on top of every single day. The earnings reports, the valuations are updated constantly. The momentum numbers, the relative strength, the rankings are updated every single day. And these trends can stay in place for quite some time. So the Best Stocks Now app is on the Google Play Store. It's at the iTunes Store, or it's at beststocksnowapp.com. Okay, well, let's give another example here. I've narrowed it down to two. Which direction am I going to go here? Let's take a look right now. Let's do that. Let's do a dividend pair. We haven't done a dividend pair for a while. We did a couple of wild things in the first half of the show, a couple of stocks that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management in my more aggressive accounts. We did the Receptos, RCPT, a stock that I added to my newsletter back on September 12th, 6 weeks ago, at $59.36. What's Receptos hitting today? Receptos from $59.36 today, it's $97.93. It's about a 40% jump, or no, more than that. We'll have to figure out the percentage on that one, but that's a big percentage winner. How did I find it? I found it with my app. It was rose to my top 100. I go, what the heck is a Receptos? And I found out it was a fairly recent IPO here in San Diego of a biotech. And they had good news this week. We featured Isis Pharmaceutical, another San Diego biotech. You know, we're just kind of a hub here. We have the Scripps Institute. We have the Salk Institute. Jonas Salk, obviously, polio vaccine. We have a lot of biotech companies here in San Diego and a lot of big winners. I mentioned Illumina in the past, one of my favorite stocks. Well, we're going to go in a little different direction here, okay? We're going to do FNF, which is Fidelity National Financial. Boy, that sounds exciting, out of Jacksonville, Florida. What do they do for a living? They provide title insurance, escrow services, and specialty insurance, primarily in California, Texas, Florida, New York, and Illinois. This is an $8.2 billion company. But believe it or not, my app currently ranks it at number 146 out of 3,917. In fact, it cracked into my top 300 about 3 months ago. And as I was looking for some stocks to buy, some dividend payers here recently, it's one that landed in my dividend, my growth and income accounts that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. You see, everybody that comes to me has a little different risk profile. Some people are aggressive investors, some people are conservative investors, and some people are ultra-conservative. They want dividend-paying stocks, get a little income, and hopefully some decent capital appreciation along the way. So I go out and I try to do my best to find the stocks that meet that criteria. And in fact, in my app, you can actually click on that category, growth and income, and it will bring you the top-ranked stocks in the growth and income category. Because every stock in my database belongs to one of four or five different risk profiles. They're either speculative, which is, I would call a Receptos, a speculative stock. So you can click on the speculative button, and you can see the rankings of all the speculative stocks in my database. The next one is aggressive. These are aggressive growth stocks, fast growers. Click on that, find the best aggressive. The next one's moderate. Next one's conservative. And the last one is growth and income, which you can click on and find the highest ranked stocks right now that also pay dividends. Fidelity National Financial, FNF, on the New York Stock Exchange pays a dividend yield of 2.4%. But that's not the only reason why it's showing up as number 146 out of 3,917 right now. This stock has been performing well. Doesn't have a 10-year average. Hasn't been around for 10 years as a publicly traded company. But over the last 5 years, it's been soundly beating the S&P 500. Over the last 5 years, FNF has delivered 25% per year to investors, while the market's at about 13. So almost double the returns of the S&P 500 over the last 5 years. Over the last 3 years, FNF has delivered 35% per year, while the market's delivered 15. Not bad. And over the last 12 months, FNF is up 33%, while the market's up 11%. It's almost tripled the returns. It gets a performance momentum grade of B right now. The valuation I also find very favorable at the current time. I don't like to pay up for stocks. FNF is currently trading at 13.5 times forward earnings. I find that to be very favorable in a market that's trading at about 16.5 times forward earnings. And the stock's expected to continue to grow by about 14% per year, meaning it's trading at a little discount to its growth rate. We measure that with a ratio called the PEG ratio, P-E divided by growth rate. Very simple. The P-E is 13.5. The growth rate's 14. That means the P-E is less than the growth rate, giving it a PEG ratio of 0.96, just a little bit under 1. That's where growth investors like to see it. Now, when I go out 5 years on this stock, carry those earnings estimates out 5 years and put a multiple that I think is appropriate for a title company. And there's other title companies to compare it. There's comparables, just like you would do comparables on a neighborhood for homes. You could do comparables on a neighborhood for stocks also. I come up with a 5-year target price of $51. The stock's currently trading at $29.30, right around in there. I get a good value grade of B plus right now. So when I measure the performance of the stock against all the other stocks out there in the market, when I measure the valuation, I get a company that comes in at number 146 out of 3,917. It's a mid-cap value stock. That's the category I would put it in. It's a mid-cap dividend payer. That's another category. And technically, which is also important in my book, I like to look at a picture. Every picture tells a story, don't it? I see a stock that's recently broke out of about a 6-month consolidation, and it's starting to take off once again. So it has everything I like. It has valuation, it has performance, it has a healthy stock chart, and it qualifies as a dividend payer, as a income stock right now, growth and income, because it also pays a 2.5% dividend yield. So there, that's the opposite end of the spectrum. From a Receptos over here that has a drug in phase 2 trials that's showing promise for ulcerative colitis, all the way over here, to a title stock, a mid-cap that pays a dividend. And of course, there's everything in between. This is Bill Gunnarsson. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com. Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Laity Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio. Well, we talk a lot about stocks here on the show, but obviously the app, the Best Stocks Now app, ranks indexes. In fact, I rank 77 indexes from all over the world, whether it's Chinese small caps, European large caps, South American mid caps, U.S. large caps, bonds, government, corporate, munis. We rank all of these indexes from around the world, one against another, to see where the best indexes are to invest in, and that's for you index investors. We also rank the asset classes for you asset allocators. What should be your bond stock mix? Should you have zero bond? Last year I was zero bond, all stock. This year, I can definitely make a case for having a higher percentage in the bond market. The bond market's been a safe haven where people have fled to, driving interest rates down and driving bond prices higher. I do not like gold as an asset class right now, nor have I liked it for the last 2 to 3 years. So I also rank the asset classes. I also rank the sectors of the market. I can't tell you how important that is to rank those sectors in the market and see which our sectors are the most favorable right now. And from those various rankings, I come up with a model mutual fund portfolio, which I also have probably, 200 mutual funds, 150, something like that, in the Best Stocks Now app at the current time. And I try to have several from each category. World growth, corporate debt, muni bond, sector funds, etc. I try to have a very good variety out there because I know a lot of you have 401ks that offer you a certain amount of mutual funds. So every week I publish my model mutual fund portfolio. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of an idea of what I like right now. Number one, I continue to like stocks better than the bond market, although I'm not going to argue with anybody that wants to have a little bit of bond exposure at the current time. Just for these days and weeks when the market gets really volatile, they tend to do obviously a little bit better, and they're not as volatile as individual stocks can be. But my current model portfolio, mutual fund model portfolio that is, does not have any exposure to the bond market at the current time. Instead, there's certain areas of the market I like right now. How many times have I mentioned health science, healthcare, pharmaceutical, biotech? One of the biggest positions in my mutual fund model portfolio is the Fidelity Biotech Fund. That's got to be the best performing mutual fund over the last 1, 3, 5, 10 years. You can look it up yourself. Look at the phenomenal performance. In fact, let's just look here real quickly. Let's pull it up on the beststocksnowapp.com. Let's type in FBIOX, Fidelity Biotech Fund. You know that over the last 10 years, it's tripled the returns of the S&P 500. Over the last 5 years, this mutual fund has delivered 32% per year, while the market's delivered 13%. And over the last 3 years, it's just been on fire, 43% per year while the market's delivered 15%. And over the last 12 months, it's up 29.8%. Now, I compare this mutual fund against all the stocks in my database, too. it gets a performance grade of A-. If it were a stock, it's one of the top performing stocks in the entire market, and it's not a stock. It's a well-diversified within the biotech industry mutual fund. It gets a momentum grade of A-. And in fact, when I rank this mutual fund, it gets all the others in my database. It comes in at number 20. This is up against Apple, and it's up against Twitter, and it's up against Alibaba and all these other stocks. And it's a mutual fund. It comes at number 20 out of 3,917. And it is one of the biggest holdings in the mutual fund model portfolio. So, look, I don't know what your plan has to offer, but you might want to take a look to see if there's any medical-related mutual funds. I also like the real estate mutual funds this year, the REITs. They're benefiting from low interest rates. They're benefiting from people chasing dividends. They're benefiting from a rebounding real estate market. You may have some REIT or real estate choices in your mutual fund. And I also like India. I continue to have a pretty good exposure. In fact, the India mutual fund that I purchased back in May, right after the Indian elections, it's up 26% so far this year. That's not bad. And those are the areas, those are the mutual funds that I currently own. I don't have any small caps right now. I don't have any emerging markets, zilch, zero. I have no exposure to Europe. It's just as important to be out of the wrong neighborhoods as it is important to be in the right neighborhood. So if you're a 401k investor and, you know, I can't guarantee I'll prevent that 53% drop that the market did a few years ago in your fund or in your 401k, but I'm also a very defensive investor. If things start to fall apart, which they will at some point in time, this market, this bull is now 67 months old. I'm going to do everything I can do to protect you during the downtimes when the next bear market comes along. We just don't know when that is going to be. Right now, we've set up for a really nice run into the end of the year. I positioned myself over the last couple of weeks. You can see the mutual funds that I own in my model mutual fund portfolio. You can see my TSP recommendations for you thrift savings plan folks. And you can see the most aggressive account that I have of all, which is the speculative trading account, which has nailed another big winner here this week in Receptos, RCPT. Anyways, that's all at my website, which is pwstreet.com. I'm also a money manager. Once I know what your risk profile is, then I go to work. I have discretion over your account. I don't get paid commissions. I'm a fee-based guy, and when I see things that I like in your risk profile, I'm going to buy a 3 or 4% position, and pretty soon you're going to have a portfolio, when I'm fully invested, of about 30 different stocks. I'm going to create your own little custom mutual fund within your risk profile. What's it going to contain? The stocks that, in my opinion, and there's no guarantees they'll pan out, but in my opinion, are the best stocks to own in the market today. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, that's 855-611-BEST, or at pwstreet.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.